Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Big Bad Wolf, written by James Patterson and read by Peter J. Fernandez and Dennis O'Hare.
Prologue. The Godfathers.
There was an improbable murder story told about the wolf that had made its way into police lore and then spread quickly from Washington to New York to London and to Moscow. No one knew if it was actually the wolf, but it was never officially disproved, and it was consistent with other outrageous incidents in the Russian gangster's life. According to the story, the wolf had gone to the high-security Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado on a Sunday night in early summer. He had bought his way inside to meet with the Italian mobster and Don, Augustino Little Gus Palumbo. Prior to this visit, the wolf had a reputation for being impulsive and sometimes lacking patience. Even so, he had been planning this meeting with Little Gus Palumbo for nearly 2 years. He and Palumbo met in the security housing unit of the prison, where the New York gangster had been incarcerated for 7 years. The purpose of the meeting was to reach an arrangement to unite the East Coast's Palumbo family with the Red Mafia, thereby forming one of the most powerful and ruthless crime syndicates in the world. Nothing like it had ever been attempted. Palumbo was said to be skeptical, but he agreed to the meeting just to see if the Russian could get inside Florence prison, and then managed to get out again. From the moment they met, the Russian was respectful of the 66-year-old Don. He bowed his head slightly as they shook hands, and almost appeared shy, contrary to his reputation.
"There's to be no physical contact," the captain of the guard said from the intercom into the room.